The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, ladies, how are you doing today?
Hey.
Hey.
We're all eating cookies. We're all eating cookies.
What do horses eat? Hey. That just popped into my head. I was looking up for some good marriage and divorce jokes because we're going to be talking about divorce, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, today with David Essel.
I like that accent.
That's my...
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
It's country western.
That's that song, you know?
Yes.
You know, my D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Yeah.
Me and little Johnny. And I don't remember the rest, but... Johnny something are going out to play.
Is that a Dolly song? It was somebody
no,
way back.
It's Tammy Wynette, isn't
Tammy
it?
Tammy Wynette.
One Tammy of those Wynette.
Old, way back
yeah,
ones.
And Marie Early was giving us the background yesterday on Tammy Wynette, the backstory. I guess she was in love and married to George Jones. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
That's what.
And they had a tumultuous marriage, just tumultuous with all kinds of stuff going on.
All them musicians.
Well, you know, what's up with that?
Those musicians.
I don't think it's a musician thing. I just think musicians, if they're good, they become famous, and then people want to get all up in their business.
Well, I think this, and I'm not saying this is true with everyone. I think that creative people tend to feel things more deeply.
Oh, absolutely.
And they have more pain, and they use music as a way, an outlet of pain, but mm-hmm. they don't get healing for the pain. They just sing about it.
They sing about it.
So they're just more dysfunctional in general. And I'm making a general statement, but I think creative people tend to struggle more with chemical imbalance than more left brain people do. Just... I think that you could find that across the board to be true.
Well, chemical imbalance is a strong word that implies a lot of things. That aren't necessarily true. I consider myself very creative. I don't think I've ever had a chemical imbalance. I'm very intuitive. I'm definitely an intuitive.
Right.
And so...
you're not a famous musician.
And I'm an empath. Well, yes. I'm not dead yet, Robin. Yep. Okay.
Well, this is true. That's
I
one of the things
I years to live.
That's
I
one
hope.
Of things I admire about you.
I'm not
always,
dead.
There's always the next thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I truly don't think I would ever retire. I mean, why would I do that? I see myself going out of this world, maybe doing like some incredible volunteer work, and that would include feeding people, maybe having a little Italian restaurant, and I don't know, and maybe just give the food away, feed people for free and that are lonely, the Lonely Hearts Club restaurant.
Yeah. With those cookies you brought us today, those need to be on the menu.
Well, I did. I made. Did you get one, Diamond? Okay, so I made some 100% organic sugar cookies this morning, made with grass-fed butter and everything, because I felt bad the other day when I left with the pizza and didn't share it with anyone because it was my dinner that night, my daughter and I, and I felt like greedy. And that's not like me at all. Normally, I want to feed everyone.
Oh yeah, you want to feed everyone. Yeah,
I want to feed everyone. So I tried to make up for it by making some homemade sugar cookies, and then also there's this. This nice gentleman that's at this little tiny gas station over in East Dallas, and my car that's in the shop again right now that I got rear-ended, and they did a bunch of damage. Anyway, on that particular day, it was low on coolant, I guess. And I guess in a Porsche, you can't put regular coolant. You have to put just water or get the special Porsche juice that they sell for probably $100 at the dealership, right? And so I stopped, and I remember having this problem a couple of years ago, but I couldn't remember what we did. So I called my guy, you know, my service guy. And then this really nice gentleman helped me, you know, put the water in and do things the right way. Because with the coolant, you have to be careful. You can't just pop the top on it. You know, you have to let the car kind of settle down and cool down. Otherwise, you could have issues. Anyway, he was so nice, and he helped me. And I said, I'm going to bring you back some homemade food because I know how to cook, and I really appreciate you helping me. And it only took him like 5 minutes, but so I've got a big tub of homemade cookies, and I'm going to drop them by today on my way to piano lessons tonight.
Aww, that's so
and
sweet.
Not forget that, you know, that I'm going to keep my word, because I think that's so important.
That's so important.
But
that's so sweet.
But you know, he was such a gentleman, this nice gentleman that I don't know if he owns a little gas station or if he just runs it. It's got
two pumps.
Yeah. Two pumps. It looks like something you'd see on like an old
40
show.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got like, you know, where you, if you needed your oil change and you pull in, it's just got one garage with a real authentic, like old school, like glass.
Door.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it. It's a really cool little place. And I think it's Exxon, which I'm not crazy about, but you know, but I mean, you got to buy gas, right? Yeah.
And that's cool.
I'm changing my mind about my car again. Now I'm not so sure if I'm going to get a Honda. Now I'm thinking about getting a Toyota Prius. I don't know what to do. I can't make it's such a big purchase. How do you make up your, and I've got like the hiccups with my lips or something. What's up with that? How do you make such a big decision about a car? I mean, you just keep driving them, going around and testing them, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know, the criteria for me is that it has to be, eco-friendly. So or eco, however you say it. What's the correct way to say it?
Eco.
Okay. Yeah, can't say echo?
Yeah, well, that would probably mean something different.
Like,
good acoustics. It's eco-friendly. Good acoustics in there. So.
Okay. Well, I've heard people say it like that.
No,
I never really thought about echo.
Echo.
Okay, so what were you going to say before I rudely interrupted you?
That one of the things that I think people need to start paying attention to, and this just happened to a friend of mine recently, and it never occurred to me, is that with the newer, with all the electronics and even the hybrid cars, is about the EMFs in the car.
Okay, so.
And you're not grounded in a car, so it's kind of like a box full of EMFs. So one, wear protection, but two, it's something to, I don't know if they've even done any, if you can even Google this and find out EMF levels in hybrid cars or cars that just have more electronic-y things going on inside the car.
Well, what about an electrical car like the Tesla, or like a lot of these new cars have like an iPad right on the on the dashboard, basically.
Right. And you're in a box that's not grounded because you're on rubber tires. Mm. So just, you know, makes me wonder. I know like RVs are terrible for EMFs because they're not grounded. And so, you know, there's just some new like thought about
something else
some of
to
these
worry
things.
About.
Something else to worry about.
Wow.
Or consider when you're purchasing a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you get around that if you're going to buy a newer car, unless you buy an older car.
You can put protection. You can buy an older car and just make sure you have protection in your car. You can do that too.
Avi just got a new Toyota. What did you get?
I got a Corolla.
A Corolla.
A 2018 Corolla.
Okay. Nice.
It had that new car smell that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And how much did you pay for it?
Like the
Drive out price.
I dropped like $5,000.
What's
and
the total?
And then the total was like 23, 24.
Okay, so it was like a $28,000 car?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the total was 23.
Oh,
she put $5,000 down and financed the rest.
Well, I'm talking about the price of the car. I'm not talking about the down
payment.
What she
paid for
paid for the car.
Right.
Yeah. Period.
24.
I think that's a good price.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
And it's eco-friendly.
Yeah. Or eco-friendly.
Yeah, no, eco-friendly.
That's good. Good gas.
Good gas mileage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Prius, 55 miles to the gallon, pretty
Prius
much. I'm like,
great.
Well, that's a pretty simple decision.
Those are cool cars.
Well, and they do. I don't like the design, and I'm really very aesthetically sensitive to things that if I don't like the way something looks, I don't know. I'm just really weird like that. It's hard for me to get used to it. Well, but you know, I earned that Porsche by doing a lot of things.
Oh, no, but they're pretty. Porsches are pretty.
Oh, they're
That's
gorgeous.
My point.
They're gorgeous. Pretty. They're well-engineered. And if you love to drive, there's no better car on earth to drive.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
But they're pretty cars. They're sleek. They're attractive.
They're very well-designed. They're beautiful. Yeah. And so, so I'm a little hung up on the design. But someone told me that the new Prius has a better design.
It's prettier.
Dashboards are nice.
Are they?
Yeah. They have cool
I have a thing for dashboards.
Yeah.
They just look pretty.
I don't know. There's something about a car is, you know, I don't know.
I agree. You got to like sitting in it. I've test-driven cars. I knew they were good cars,
you gotta
but
like
I didn't
walking
like the
up
way,
to it and saying,
I didn't like the way it looked.
Damn,
yeah.
You're a handsome car.
That's right. Your car knows how you feel about it.
so stupid.
It runs better if it knows you love it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. Well, we've got a great show coming up. Robin is going to be talking about understanding the connection of chemicals and depression. And I actually got a new study sent to me this morning, fresh off the presses, from Brittany Boyer, soon-to-be PhD, about the association between depression and magnesium, which I kind of already knew from being in the floating business, but this study confirms it. So I'm going to share that with you. And of course, we've got David Essel coming up. He's going to be talking about divorce prevention. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H-Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H-Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breath spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non GMO, all natural made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system, and if you're trying to eat raw and healthy? Well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Our little boy is 4 years old.
Thanks for pulling that up, Diane. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio as well, and I have a very special guest, David Essel. He's wonderful. He holds a master's degree and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 2 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, a great man, and also Mark Victor Hansen's Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States of America. Also, celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. Always a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing today, David?
Bernadette, awesome to be with you, honey. I am so glad to be with you. And you are part of the way that we lift 2 million people a day. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I love this. Well, that's what I do too, you know. That's why I started this radio show, is because I really wanted to help people. I wanted to help them to get the best information. And I also wanted to end all the animal cruelty in the world. So those, I think, are two pretty good reasons to be on the air, right?
Amen, sister. Yeah.
Well, today we're talking about divorce prevention, and this is a very important subject. It really is, because divorce so often hurts children. It hurts so many children that don't know how to deal with all the effects from the aftermath of a divorce. And so divorce prevention is a really important topic. And so let me ask you this, David. What are the current statistics of divorce in the U.S.?
It hasn't changed in years, Bernadette. 50% of people that marry will be divorced before they leave this planet.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's a huge number of people. I mean, we talk about that percentage. It rolls off my tongue as a counselor because it's been the same for so long. I guess the good news is, Bernadette, it hasn't increased dramatically over the years. But depending on the study, 50 to 55% of people who marry will divorce.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting, all of it. What do you think is the number one reason? Do you think it's just like it's gonna happen? It's meant to be. And how do you? What do I want to say here? How do you think that you can? Do you think you can tell, like, ahead of time whether or not it's ultimately going to happen to you?
Oh my gosh! Yes. Hey, listen, I'm laughing. I've been divorced twice.
Me too.
The number one thing we're going to talk about is what I know from my own experience and as working as a counselor and a coach is that, listen, I'm going to say 80% of people know the individual they're marrying, it's going to be a tough road. They already know it before they marry. You know this nonsense you hear, Bernadette, that, oh my God, he changed on the day of our wedding.
Right.
He changed a month ago. You know, that's nonsense. And unless you met them on Friday and married them on Saturday, then maybe they did change by Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of us know while we're dating someone that it's not working, mm-hmm. you know, that there's major discrepancies. So the number one reason that we divorce is that we're marrying people that we should not be marrying.
Well, okay, and I agree with that. And yeah, I think one of the things is that people move too quickly. They don't get to know the person really well before they get married and hook up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in our brand new book, Focus, Slay Your Goals, I have a whole chapter on profound love. And for your audience, anyone who's engaged, who's dating and hoping it moves into marriage, or even people are married, you've got to read this, because one of the things we talk about is David Essel's 3% rule of dating, and it says this: you can have 97% compatibility with a partner, but if they carry any of your 3% deal killers, that relationship towards engagement, towards marriage is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we people have talked about for years, Bernadette, that the number one thing is compatibility. You know,
right?
But let's say you have 97% compatibility, but that person's on the fence about having children. They're not quite sure, and you go and marry them anyway.
Right?
You are walking into a rattlesnake nest. You know, or you're dating someone that, yeah, you know, on weekends they drink too much. You're walking into a rattlesnake nest.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Or someone that doesn't have any concept of financial responsibility. You are walking into a rattlesnake nest. And what we say is, if you're dating someone right now that you have 97% compatibility with, but they have a couple traits that are really off the charts for you, that don't work for you, before you marry, get into a professional and ask that person, your partner, to make those changes before you go any further, because it's not going to get better once you marry.
Well, no, it's not. And you're making me think of several people that I know that are in relationships or married or on their way to marriage. And I hear this a lot because I guess I'm more attuned to it because I am such an animal person, where a guy says, oh, yeah, we're going to get married, but you got to get rid of the dog. Or she says, you got to get rid of the cat or whatever. I'm not picking on any gender here, but to me, that is like a red flag going up, that person wants to control your life to a degree where you no longer have your freedom of choice. And that, to me, is like a huge red flag.
Oh, absolutely. And they might even say the same thing about getting rid of several of your friends.
Absolutely. Well, it's all absolutely. And it's connected, because that type of personality is someone that wants to isolate you, for sure. And it's
Bernadette,
a
red flag. I share a great story in my book about my mom and dad in Focus, Slay Your Goals. And my mom grew up around animals constantly. My dad had never been exposed to an animal in his life. You know, now they've been married 68 years. So this was a long time ago, when they probably 73 years ago they met. And when they married, my mom said to my dad how much she loves animals. Do you know, we grew up in a zoo, okay? I lived in Syracuse, New York. We had lizards from Florida. We had parakeets. We had dogs. We had fish. We had everything. My dad, to this day, at 90 years of age, is still not an animal lover. Do you know he supported my mom with every animal she got?
Aw, and see, that's what it's all about. See, I didn't know you were from Syracuse. You know I'm from Watertown.
No!
Yes, I was born and raised like 90 miles from there, 80.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny. What a coincidence. And my parents were married for many, many years as well. And they did like give and take. And I think that's, I don't know, I think that's such an important part of any relationship, whether it be a friendship, you know, that you give your friends grace, or the people that you love more intimately. You just, you have to be forgiving and open-minded about things.
You really do. And it's not, you know, when I counsel couples, I always say to them, listen, you're sitting, like they're on Skype. And I do very unique couples counseling, Bernadette. I only work with couples one time, and then I work with them individually. I don't believe in traditional marriage counseling. I think it sucks. I used to counsel like that. It doesn't work. But the one time I have them together, I say, imagine this. Above both of your heads is a circle, and it's called divine union. And you can use God. You can use higher power. You can use nothing. But above you guys is the purpose of you being together. You have to hold that union more important than your own selfish individual needs 80% of the time, okay? Like, we're not perfect. So 20% of the time, we're going to be selfish. We're going to stick our feet in cement. We're not going to want to negotiate. You know, but 80% of the time, we have to think, here's the question. In this disagreement, in this decision, where does the union of the marriage sit? Is it more important for me to allow my husband to be right or my wife to be right? Or is it more important for me to keep the union intact?
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at my mom and dad, you know, my mom would come home and go, honey, you know what? Well, I found this little puppy and no one wants it. My dad would go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I found this parakeet with a broken wing. Okay. Like, my dad just kept saying, okay, because he knew that this was not something to put his feet in cement over.
Well, no, and I'm sure that, you know, he probably admired that incredible compassion that your mother had for animals, because that trickles over into the rest of your personality. Someone that loves animals so deeply and is so kind and sweet is also going to be a kind and sweet partner as well.
Absolutely. You know, and my dad, it's funny enough, is that, you know, the animals would race to him. You know, like...
Mm-hmm.
He'd bring home a puppy or a dog, and the dog wanted to be around my dad more than anyone else. You know, it was adorable, you know, and he would put up with it. And I think that was one of the keys of their relationship, you know. And I mean, another one is that we're never taught throughout life how to disagree, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught how to have opposing opinions and respect the other person's opinion without, you don't have to agree to be right. You don't have to agree. You can say, wow, this is a topic we don't agree on. Can we be okay with not seeing eye to eye?
Yeah.
That's an art. That is a beautiful art that anyone can learn that wants to have a great relationship.
Well, you know, we haven't even gotten into the meat of this. Can you stay on for a couple more minutes, or do you have to go?
Absolutely. I am yours, honey.
All right. Well, stay tuned, everyone, because we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and David's going to talk about the two key steps to follow that will give you the best chance at saving your marriage. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Because you make my heart race. Shot me.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. I have David Essel on the line. He stayed on with us. For those of you just now joining us, we're going to be talking about divorce prevention. David Essel holds a master's degree and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 2 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances.
Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. And I'm so glad to have you stay on with us, David. I think this is such an important subject. I really do, because of all the children out there that are affected by divorce, all the people, but especially the children. I have a special tenderness for them. Having watched my own children suffer through a divorce from their father. And so, you know, it's not easy, but there are two steps, David, that you say to follow that will give you the best chance at saving your marriage. So what are they?
Yeah. Well, first, Bernadette, I'm going to say for all of your listeners, we have a gift, an offer for free. If they'd like to get a jump start in their life, all they have to do is go to our website, talkdavid.com, and say they heard me on your show. Send us an email, and we'll give them a free 15-minute phone counseling session to get them jump-started in the right direction.
Nice. Nice. Yes. And we'll put it out on our social media as well, because, like I said, I think this is so important. You know, I think that once you have children, it really is no longer about you. You have to put your children and your spouse almost before yourself. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know what? I think there's got to be a real fine balance there, because we don't want to get into martyrdom where this is where a lot of women fall into victim, you know, where that they're putting the husband and the wife and the family and the dog and the parakeet ahead of them, and they're burning out.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's got to be a balance where self-care has to be a part of every person's existence. And the best way to do self-care is become an active family. If you're already married and you already have kids, you can sort of help everyone by making sure you're as active as possible.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
You know, but there is a part of it where we have to put our partner ahead of us for a period of time, our kids ahead of us for a period of time. And I think this is where the communication comes into play. You know, Bernadette, when I look at people sitting down and they've never learned how to communicate, and I say to them, listen, I want you to listen to your partner's dreams. What are their goals? What are their wishes? And then I want you to share yours. I think the couples in the world that have the best relationships already know where their partner wants to end up in life and are supporting them in their goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a couple I worked with today where that the woman is going to go back and get her PhD. It's a 3-year process. It's going to totally shatter the normalcy of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend is 1,000% behind it. I mean, 1,000%, and that's the kind of partnership
nice.
That we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, like, incredible. And the last thing, and now this goes against what a lot of other people believe, but that's my path in life. I really think that people should cohabitate before they marry.
You know what? I was going to ask you that question early on in the show. Do you think that people should live together before they get married? Yeah. I personally believe so, too. I think you can't really get to know a person unless you live under the same roof with them. And Diamond's in there shaking her head. I don't know how these other girls here feel about it. But some people do and some people don't. I think it's a really good idea.
Bernadette, I was a pastor of a church for a number of years, and this is one of the places that people used to sort of look at me sideways, you know, because I would say, I really believe with all my heart and soul that we don't know anything about a person until we've been 365 days living with them. How do they handle stress, holidays? How do they handle vacations? How do they handle getting up in the morning when you're not in a good mood?
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle getting up in the morning when they're not in a good mood? When you're living apart, everything can seem so beautiful, but it's not reality. So what I encourage couples to do is to live together for 12 months. I have a couple in Canada right now that just moved in together 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They want to marry. They want to get engaged very quickly. And I encourage them. I said, before you get engaged, before you do anything, live together for 12 months. At the end of 12 months, let's see how we can negotiate through ups, downs, disagreements, lifestyle choices. Are you an early morning person? Are you a late night person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's find out how we can negotiate the differences to see if it's going to be a lifelong match.
Well, yeah, and especially before you throw kids into the mix, you know? I mean, come on. And so let me ask you this. What do you think about being married and living separately?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of that. as a matter of fact, 3 years ago, Bernadette, a couple came in. They had been married for 10 years. They fought like cats and dogs every day. I knew there was an underlying love, but they couldn't get it together. And listen, they were outrageously. He was an engineer. She was an artist. Their personalities, it was opposite attracts all the way.
Oh, yeah.
And after working with them for 6 months, I threw out the idea. about separating, but staying married, but living separately.
Mm-hmm.
He got a small condo a mile down the road. They are happier than they've ever been in their life.
I could see that, especially if there's no children involved, right? Or
and
even if there is, you just switch, you know, you just switch it out, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think the creative thought process that's going on between you and I right now, Bernadette, this is what's lacking in relationships. People get stuck. Like I have couples that, you know, live in the same house that I encourage to sleep in separate bedrooms because they're not matched in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, someone who likes to stay up late, someone who snores, someone who likes to get up super early. You know, in our culture, we have all this bull crap that, well, if you really loved each other, you'd sleep in the same bed. Well, if it's not working, let's get creative. You can love each other even more sleeping 10 feet apart from each other.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's a ridiculous thought. I don't even know what I want to say here, but that doesn't even make sense to me because it's about quality time, not the amount of time that you spend with someone.
Exactly, Bernadette. And you know what? There is some truth to opposites attracting. But that opposite force that attracts us can also repel us. So if you find someone who's totally opposite than you and you really love them, but it's not working in the way the relationship is right now, let's not shatter the relationship yet. Let's try living in a separate bedroom, sleeping in a separate bedroom. We can move to separate places. There's all kinds of creative thoughts we can do to save a relationship that at the foundation is really good.
Well, and your work is so highly endorsed. I'm reading this by Psychology Today, and that you're verified as one of the top relationship experts in the world via marriage.com. That's amazing.
Oh, we are so blessed, Bernadette, and 38 years in this industry now, you know, and it's paid off, and I'm doing what I love, and we're helping, as we say, 2 million people a day, and Psychology Today and marriage.com have been so wonderful. As a matter of fact, at marriage.com, I think they probably publish one of my articles almost every month.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Yeah, it's cool. And for your listeners that want more marriage tips, I'm not the only writer at marriage.com, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of journalists that are there. They can get all kinds of great information. It's a wonderful site.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know I can read people's minds out there listening. This is the number one thing that breaks people up. What are your suggestions about the almighty dollar, money breaking up marriages?
Well, you know, it's not the money, honestly. It's belief systems about money. And there's a huge differentiation there. So, you know, when I take people through premarital counseling, it's 12 weeks long, and 3 weeks of it is financial understanding, the financial planning, understanding budgeting. When people come from two different belief systems about money, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So you have someone coming where that mom or dad, when they were a kid, spent all their money. They come into a relationship. They're just used to not saving and spending. Then they're matched with someone who came from a conservative, maybe more of a frugal existence. Okay, it's not the money that's the issue. It's they're both belief systems that are so opposite.
Mm.
So what we do is we try to build bridges and to explain financial responsibility so that both sides, no one feels like they're wrong. Because, you know, in a couple like that, we would say to the person who's the spender, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take 15% of your income on a monthly basis that you can blow in any way you want.
Yeah.
How does that sound? So we're not going to say you're a bad girl or a bad boy for wanting to spend, but we are going to decrease the amount you spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the frugal person, we're going to say, hey, we're going to loosen your belt up a little bit here, okay? We're going to get a little less anal, and we're going to have you take 15%. And guess what we do? This is so fun, Bernadette. We tell them they have to blow that money
mm-hmm.
every month. They've just got to be frivolous and fun. And, you know, some people take 5%, some people take 10%. But we get them to understand that just because your partner is different doesn't mean they're wrong. But we've got to find a middle ground to agree with beliefs about money.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And there are some vast differences. I'm thinking of some personal stuff, which I'm not going to talk about, but funny stuff. You would find it very entertaining if I went there, but I'm not going to. Oh, no, we're out of time. Jeepers. All right. David, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Bernadette, bye now.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Standing in the dark,
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, it's Bernadette. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Squatty Potty is proud to help destigmatize the taboo of potty talk. The modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. Studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Stay tuned throughout the month for offers and initiatives from Squatty Potty as they do their part to help fight against colon cancer. Visit them at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
We're trying to have a good sound tonight. Let's go, baby.
I was dancing to this song in my car on the way here today. I love this song by Bruno Mars. Oh, my gosh. Just got to relax. Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. I want to let everyone real quickly know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our biweekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to all of our sponsors. So proud to be in the Well-Being Journal and Paleo Magazine. Great publications, both of them, for a variety of reasons. The H Hemp Company, incredible products. You've got the little minty CBD oil breast spray and the CBD oil suspended with peppermint and lemon and all these unusual flavors that are great, with MCT oil, which is also great for the brain. And the, what else did I want to say? Okay, so the International Society of Sports Nutrition with Sean Wells, who's on weekly, another great association that's out there putting out good information and research. And of course, Sun Warrior, they are without a doubt like the number one plant-based organic raw vegan protein on the market, and they have fabulous products as well, like their vitamins and their mineral supplements.
Their Soul Good bars.
Their Soul Good bars, yeah.
I have to share with Sun Warrior, I found a holistic energy guy that I really, really respect. He's been doing work for like 40 years, and Sun Warrior is one of the lines he carries.
Yep. It's a great line.
Products, yeah.
It is, and the owners of the company are so awesome. They are true pioneers in that whole industry. They really are. Jan and Denley Falk and Nick Stern are the three founders of the company. I met them at the Expo West a couple of years ago. And, of course, we've got Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is amazing. If you don't have one, you need to get one. I'm not kidding you. It's a total game changer.
You'll never go back.
You'll never go back after the Squatty Potty once you get one. That's for sure. And you'll be wanting to get the Porta Squatty to take us. Porta Squatty with you when you travel, or put your feet up on the walls.
Stows
at the hotel.
In the overhead bin.
Oh my gosh! But I love having you in studio, Robin. Always a pleasure. And today we're talking about understanding the connection of chemicals and depression. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and an integrated life practitioner, author and speaker, and does Skype sessions all over the world. She uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. You can also find Robin at integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Okay, so understanding the connection of chemicals and depression.
Yes. So, you know, just realizing that we're made up of energy and we're sensitive. We pick up on everything around us. Everything affects us. We realize this. We know when we're around somebody depressed, it brings us down. When we're around somebody happy, it brings us up.
Yeah.
So why would we not think that the food we put in our bodies, that the things we drink, that the things we smell, that the chemicals in the air are not somehow affecting us, positive or negatively? It's
absolutely.
Like there's this disconnect where one, yeah, we can accept that that's true, but then we don't even think. It's like we're just blind or in denial about these other aspects.
Well, I know that you wanted to talk about the connection with vaccines. It's such a touchy subject. I'm always apprehensive when we broach it. So how can we connect vaccines and diet to depression, anxiety, and brain chemistry issues?
Well, so, you know, admittedly that they use what they call adjuvants in vaccines, which are just chemicals that really shouldn't be in your body. Heavy metals, formaldehyde. These are things we shouldn't eat. We can accept the fact that now they are finding these things in NutraSweet and Splenda. I've read another article recently about them that are damaging our brain, mm-hmm. and they're causing long-term things. Well, some of those same chemicals are also in vaccines. When you inject a vaccine into the body, it goes directly into the bloodstream and circulates through the brain. So the brain is absorbing these things like aluminum and mercury and things that we weren't meant to put in our body.
Absolutely.
In that way. So I won't even talk about the effectiveness of vaccine in this conversation, because we're talking about it as it affects depression and anxiety and these other brain chemistry issues. But there's definitely a correlation and studies done to link things like brain chemistry issues with heavy metal toxicity and other, you know, chemical toxicity too.
So any chemical that's put in your body can affect the endocrine system.
Yes.
And the balance of hormones and neurotransmitters?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, so what about chemicals in food?
Well, same thing. We know that, we've had on the show several times brilliant people who talk about glyphosate and GMOs and so we just, our food is pesticide saturated. It just is. And we kind of have this blind trust. Well, if the FDA put their stamp of approval on it, it must be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it, what do we define as okay? I mean, what is okay? Fluoride's poisonous, but as long as you only eat a tiny bit, your body can process that poison. But if you eat too much, you call poison control. So we know that the government is saying it's okay to put poison in your body on some level, but what they aren't doing is really going in and spending the money on this research as to, well, how much actually is okay.
Well, you know what's funny is I was trying to find that article that I told you that Brittany Boyer sent me this morning about the connection between magnesium and depression, and mm-hmm. I will find it, but when I opened up my phone, my email, the EWG, which is the Environmental Working Group, rapid response. It's urgent regarding Monsanto's smear campaign. That Monsanto's smear campaign is gaining momentum. Help us fight back and spread the truth. Take our quick survey, blah, blah, blah. But over it says, over the past year, Monsanto has ramped up its efforts to discredit science linking glyphosate, the key ingredient in its herbicide Roundup, to cancer in an effort to obstruct any attempts to better regulate the hazardous chemical. And so right. we're fighting the Bayer Corporation, basically. Right. Basically now, too, because they've been bought, which is one of the biggest multinational companies in the world. I don't know how we get past all this.
Well, here's the problem. And, you know, it's not my calling to be a lobbyist or that type of thing. But if you just kind of look at the concept of if they were to admit or if there was to be actual science that glyphosate is a major factor in depression or sickness or cancer. Not only are they looking at losings of billions of dollars in their industry, but they're looking at class action suits
right.
now, too, that are going to go back for years and years. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about billions, if not trillions of dollars. So, of course, they're going to do their best effort to minimize the effects or somehow negate the accuracy or the efficacy of some of these research projects. And who wouldn't? I mean, who wouldn't in their position want to do that same thing?
Because if you're evil and corrupt, I guess you would.
Well, it's
but
just,
if you're a decent, honest person,
everything's about money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For some people, like these guys, yeah, absolutely. A top-ranking Monsanto executive attacked the EWGs—that's the Environmental Working Group's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce, calling it propaganda. Monsanto backed big AG groups took action to prevent California from labeling glyphosate as a carcinogen, just okay. like all these things. It's just unbelievable.
So here's how we have change. Gee, glyphosate is causing depression and anxiety. I can believe that. Here's the science that says this is how it works. This is how it's true is on a user-friendly level. I'm going to start buying more organic food. You multiply that by a couple of million people, and all of a sudden, the laws of supply and demand change.
Right.
And people want organic food. Well, that's the way we make changes. Well, one person at a time, getting educated
absolutely.
And doing something different.
Well, absolutely. And so here I pulled up this research article, The Role of Magnesium Supplementation in the Treatment of Depression, a randomized clinical trial that was sent to me, as I said, to my friend that is in the PhD program right now. She's an incredible, brilliant mind. It says the current treatment options for depression are limited by efficacy, cost, availability, side effects, and acceptability to patients. But several studies have looked at the association between magnesium and depression. I read the whole article. I'm going to tell you there are some very good results from this. And so we go back to the soil, okay? Magnesium, yeah. which is deficient, where the soil is so overprocessed and so over-roundupped, if you will, that can magnesium, I'd like to know that study, can magnesium even survive in that type of environment if there even is any in the soil?
And let's go back to money. I have my second cousins are farmers, and they're old school, and they leave their ground fallow because they're about the food, not about their pocketbook.
Right.
And their next generation of kids are mad at them because they want to make more money and they don't want to leave the ground fallow for a year or two or however long you're supposed to leave it to replenish the soil.
Yeah.
So again, but even if you look at back to Monsanto, it's all part of this system of you got to make a living. And if the only way to make a living is to do that, then you're choosing between feeding your kids or having a clean conscience.
Right.
So that's part of the issue.
It's pretty scary. It needs to be cleaned up. That's
it
for
does.
Sure. It's like fighting a giant, fighting the devil. I mean, they're so huge. They're gigantic. And,
yes.
you know, but this is a great place to start, right? Yeah. I get nervous when I even talk about this. I fear for my life because I've heard so many horrific stories about how powerful and corrupt these men are that are running these big corporations. So if I come up missing, you know where to look. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Yeah. It bothers me. It scares me. But you know what, you guys? I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to persevere. And we will be here tomorrow unless they kill me.
Eat organic and take supplements because you can't get
absolutely.
It all in your
food. Absolutely. And you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.